You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello guys and girls, welcome back to my podcast, Believing in Her, with me, Emily House. Okay, so today guys, I want to talk about why being single is so powerful. Now don't get me wrong, I absolutely love being in a relationship. Like I think when you're in a healthy relationship or when you found your person, it is so nice just having that person to confide in, someone to rely on, someone who you know who's got your back, someone who's your best friend, someone who's, I don't know, makes you laugh all the time, someone who does nice things for you, someone who adds value to your life. But in this day and age, I think we've all got very, very comfortable with settling. And I don't think many relationships these days actually only bring good things. I actually think they can bring a lot of drama. And I want to discuss today why being single is so powerful and important. And I genuinely think as well, like everyone should be single once throughout their lifetime. Obviously, maybe more so in their 20s, 30s. I understand growing old with someone and why that is also so important. And also these days, you do need a partner most of the time to live, to be honest. I was going to say to live in a home, like to get a mortgage, and obviously to have a baby, you do need a partner to reproduce. I mean, obviously women can have babies these days. You can find a sperm donor. You can do it on your own, but I completely understand why people do want a partner to do that with. I do. That is something that I will want in the future. But I also just want to speak about today why it's so important to be single and why I've never looked at it this way before. If you had told me, I don't know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago, that I would be single at 28 years old, I would have been like, what the hell? I have been in relationships since the age of 20. I had a boyfriend before that as well, but can you even class that as a real relationship? I mean, I suppose you can, but for me, I look back and think, what the hell was that? Like when my teenage years, when I was around 18 years old, I did have a boyfriend for a while, but yeah, I just can't even class that as a relationship. But I have been in relationships since I was around 20 years old, and I would say, like, yes, the majority of my 20s I have been in a relationship. And I think being in your 20s is when you really find yourself and when you actually start figuring out life and when you start maturing. And you know, prior to 20, this doesn't apply to everyone, by the way. I know there's some really, really, really mature teenagers that have their shit together, but 9 times out of 10 you don't start figuring out life and you don't start finding yourself until you're in your 20s. And I do think when you've been in a relationship from so young with the same person, you mold into each other. That was what was happening with my first relationship, and we only came together when I was around 20 years old. And I did feel like we came into lockdown, and I felt like I am this person. This person's me, and I've got so much to learn. And wow, I have changed so much since my early 20s, so much. And you know, maybe if it wasn't for that breakup, I wouldn't have had my salons. I probably wouldn't have had my salons, if I'm completely honest with you. I think I would have fell into the trap. And when I say the trap, I know for some people it's an absolute blessing and it's amazing and it's great, but I would have fallen into the trap of just literally settling down in my early 20s, having a baby, getting married, and I wouldn't have achieved all these other goals that I have achieved already. So I do think this is why I'm so for trusting the universe and trusting the process, because I would have thought that that was what I wanted in my life in my early 20s. When now I look at the how I've spent most of my 20s. And I'm like, wow, I've achieved so much. Like, look at me now. I'm living on my own. You know, I've ticked off so many things, so many places that I've been to, and I have my dream business. And maybe if I stayed in that relationship in my early 20s, I would not have been where I am today. So anyway, I was kind of going a bit off topic. I do just want to talk about why being single is so powerful and so important. And again, this isn't for everyone. Some people in really, really healthy relationships. Some people really know themselves. Some people still really independent in relationships. And I guess that's also like the aim of this conversation, is to know that even if you are in a relationship, like, you are not that person. You know, you're not dictated by that person. You are still your own person. And it's still so healthy to be independent and find yourself. And especially in your 20s, even in your early 30s, I think it's so, so, so important to know yourself and to know what you want. And I think I completely lost that. I was so obsessed with getting married and having babies that I think I would have 100% married the wrong person. That's how obsessed I was. And that's because we've grown up thinking that it is the norm to get married and to have babies. And I guess it is. I guess we are put on this earth to reproduce. But that being said, it was all I was fixating on, because I just thought that that was the normal thing. Like, my parents are still married. You know, they're in their late 50s now, and they've got a really healthy, loving relationship, and they trust one another. And I know my mum can always rely on my dad, and vice versa. And I love that. And I love the idea of that. And when I'm older, I do want to grow old with someone. I love the idea of having that person. My nan and granddad were together until my granddad passed away. He was 90 years old. They still traveled together. Obviously, they lived together. They played cards together every single morning. And I think that's so beautiful and wonderful. And I love that idea. But I was willing to stay with someone or stay in relationships that didn't serve me anymore, because I was worried about being single, and I was worried about being alone, and I was worried about not getting married before the age of 30 or having kids before the age of 31. And that is just crazy, because now I've been single for however long I've been single for, I have learned so much about myself. I've now learned about what I will tolerate in my next relationship. I've learned actually what makes me happy in a relationship and what I need from a relationship, because I can stand on my own two feet. Like, there are certain things that I don't personally need from a relationship that some women may need. And I just think I have only learned this since being single. When you're in a relationship, it's so easy to be blindsided, or to think that this person's the one, or to just neglect your own needs because you're so fixated on the relationship. So that is essentially what this episode is going to be about. We are going to be talking about the importance of being single and finding yourself being single, and also to be happy being single, because I feel like, again, a lot of people think that you're not complete until you're in a relationship, or you're not complete until you found the one. And since I've been single, I've realized that couldn't be further from the truth. Like, I don't want to be single forever, and I don't want to grow old with 5 cats around me. But I know that I still have so much learning and growing to do on my own, and healing to do on my own, before someone can even complete my life. If anything, I want to be absolutely complete in my life and happy and make myself happy in my life before someone else comes along. Like, how can I make someone else happy, or how can I let someone add value to my life and love me wholeheartedly if I'm not fully happy in myself, and if I don't love myself 100%? Like, it's impossible, because you're going to still have your insecurities. You're still going to have your, I don't know, triggers. And I think it is just really, really healthy to just have some time on your own to figure out what it is that you want from life, and what are your own goals. You know, a lot of people's goals are to get married and have a baby, but what about your own goals? What about your personal goals? Like, they're also so, so important in this life. And I just think we need to discuss it more, because I do think that a lot of people do just settle in relationships because it's the normal thing to do, and because they're needy, and because they need that person to complete them. When I've realized since being on my own for the last 4 months that, like, this is the happiest I've been, and I probably have been in the wrong relationships, but I know that I can't let anyone else into my life or be happy with anyone else until I am so happy within myself. So let's get into the episode. Now, I've only come to terms with how amazing being single is in the last month. Since secondary school, so from around the age of 13, I've always believed you need to be in a relationship to be happy, that you need to have a partner to complete your life. And guys, that could not be further from the truth. Since I've been single, I have been more complete with my life than I ever have. But I'm telling you now, guys, it has not come easy at all. Like I said earlier, I come from a loving family. My parents are fortunately still together. So I've always been brought up looking at healthy relationships, like my nan and granddad as well. However, somewhere down the line, I've been led to believe that you need a partner to be happy and complete. And guys, that is so wrong. Like, if you are single and you are happy, you will know how important it is to experience that in your life. Being single is so powerful, and I think everyone should be single once in their life to truly be the happiest version of themselves they can possibly be. And this also includes no dating, no emotional attachment to anyone, no hookups, and no friends with benefits, whatever the hell that is. I think a lot of people are scared to be single because of the loneliness that comes with it. And honestly, I have felt so alone the last 4 or 5 months. I would be lying to you guys if I said that I didn't feel lonely at all. Of course I'm lonely. Like, I live on my own. I'm my own boss. You know, I have to do a lot of things and make a lot of decisions on my own. And yes, that is lonely as hell. But it is even lonelier being in the wrong relationship and not having that person to always rely on. And don't get me wrong, I don't think you should always rely on someone in a relationship, but when you're in the wrong relationships and you don't feel like you can rely on that person, it's so much lonelier than being on your own, figuring out life on your own, making your own decisions, making your own dinner. And I'm finally starting to enjoy doing all these things on my own and knowing that I've got myself to rely on. And one thing I will say is that you are the only person that is going to be in your life from the day you was born till the day you die and have your own back. Like, you are the only person that's going to be with you throughout that, you and your own mind. So you've got to really think about that and think, like, I need to enjoy my own company. You don't know what's going to happen in 10 years time. You don't know what's going to happen in 20 years time. And you've always been with yourself. So you need to be truly happy within yourself to just live life to the fullest and die being happy. Being single doesn't mean you're alone. True connections are everywhere. You can get them from friendships to families to yourself. And that's another important thing. Since I've become single, I feel like I am having better connections with my friends and my family because I'm prioritizing them more. I'm putting more energy into them. And these are people that love me unconditionally. Like, these are the people that have had my back since the day I was born as well. Or like friends, for example, since I was in school. And I feel like I have neglected them since being in a relationship. Well, maybe not neglected them, but I definitely feel like I'm putting more energy into them since being single. Your self-worth also isn't tied to a relationship. Your value doesn't depend on someone else's validation. It's about knowing your worth. Again, I was a fool in this relationship for thinking that I could get validation from that person constantly. And I did seek validation so much in my past relationships. Like, I always wanted their approval. I always wanted their attention. I always wanted to make them happy, which is obviously not a bad thing in a relationship, making your partner happy. But when your life revolves around it and you're constantly, your mood is changing on that person, the way that person is with you, that person's like saying, like, you know, good morning, or that person texting you, or that person asking you out on a date, or that person buying you flowers. Like, when your mood is constantly dictated by that person, that's when you need to take a look at yourself and think, what am I doing here? Like, you cannot let your mood be affected by someone else. And I really did that in my past relationships. I really did let my mood be affected by that person and how much attention I was getting from that person and how much that person was doing for me and if that person told me I was beautiful or not. Like, you need to get validation from yourself and only yourself and no one else. Your self-worth is not tied to a relationship. You're also allowed to want love and still love where you are. It's okay to want a relationship, but remember to celebrate yourself along the way. And this is so important because, like I said, I do want a relationship. I'm not anti-men. I'm not anti-relationships. Like, I do feel really happy and content in myself right now, and it will take someone absolutely bloody amazing to change that. It will take someone that has got their shit together. It will take someone who can absolutely treat me well, and it will take them to just reach my expectations and my standards. But that being said, like, as much as I do want a relationship somewhere down the line, I know that I'm so content and happy on my own right now. And I think that's what a lot of people neglect. I think a lot of people don't find true happiness or spend time working on themselves, that they are just happy to settle in a relationship where that person doesn't meet their needs. They might be lousy. They might not treat them that well. They might not do all the things that they want them to do because they're just that... They want a relationship that bad that they will settle for pretty much breadcrumbs, and that is not what we want. We want to settle for, well, we never want to settle, but if we do get in a relationship, we want that person to add the utmost value to our lives because we're so happy on our own and we're so content on our own that they can only add value to our life. If they bring anything that's not peace, then we don't want it. Now, being single is only sad if you have a problem with your own company. You need to be so content with your own company. And the harsh reality is that it is uncomfortable. When I first became single, I did not know what to do with myself. I was like, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to do in the evenings? Who am I going to talk to? Who am I going to confide in? Who, like, is going to make me laugh? Like, who's going to help me make dinners? Like, all of these things that I thought like I would miss, I've now found in myself. Like, I now confide in myself. I journal, I meditate, I say my morning affirmations, I am picking up new hobbies. I've actually just bought a skateboard and I am going to learn how to ride a skateboard. But I am now doing all these things that I would never have done in my relationship because I was so fixated on that person, or I would always spend a Sunday with that person. Every Sunday now, I take myself on a solo date, unless I have other plans, obviously. I take myself on a solo date, and I have loved it so much because when you're on a solo date, you don't have to put your energy out there to anyone else. Like, it's just you and your own company, and you can do exactly what you want to do on that solo date. You can go and eat wherever you want on that solo date. If you want to have a drink, you can have a drink. And the beauty of that as well is if you do meet people out, then amazing, you can make new connections. Because do you know how hard it is to make new connections in your 20s, or especially your late 20s? Like, making new friends in your late 20s is so hard. That is a topic for a whole other episode. But my point is, when you're on your own, it is easier to make new connections with other people. If you are with someone and you're out and about doing things, the likelihood of someone coming up to you and talking to you is very slim. And that goes for like friendships as well. It's very slim. Whereas if you're on your own, it's easier to build new connections that might be more suited to you. Like I said, this is a topic for another episode, but a lot of friendships are from your school years, and you obviously have more things in common with them in your school years because you all like drinking, you all like doing the same thing. But when you're in your late 20s, the friends that you had in school are obviously, you know, on different paths. Some people want to have babies, some people are having babies, some people want to go traveling. So I think it's so important to find friends in your late 20s. But like I said, that is a whole nother topic. But going out on solo dates is so important because you need to be okay with your own company. Like, you need to enjoy your own company. And the solo dates I've been going on the last few months have been so fun. I've really, really enjoyed myself. I felt so confident and I felt so powerful doing it. Like, going out into London or wherever I've gone on my own and just enjoying my own company, having a coffee. Like, last weekend, I think it was, I went and got my septum pierced and went up to London and I made it a whole experience. I really romanticized it and I just really enjoyed it. Now, if I was in a relationship, I probably wouldn't have gone and taken myself on that solo date. And as sad as that sounds, like, I wouldn't have, because I would have spent my weekends with that partner. If I did have free time, I would have spent it with my partner, or I would have been fixated on what they were doing. like I keep saying, I think so many people are happy settling in a relationship with someone who doesn't meet their needs or doesn't make them wholeheartedly happy, or maybe even with a cheat or an abuser or a liar, because they are so scared of being alone or they feel like they can't do life alone. Let me be an example of someone who can do life on their own. Like the independence that has come with how I feel right now is so powerful and amazing, and I feel so good about myself. I'm literally sat here smiling to myself right now, guys, because I never thought I'd be in this position, especially not at my age. Like, I genuinely thought that I would be so settled down right now with someone and have my person, and I couldn't care less that I don't. Like, genuinely how I feel right now, like, I don't care if I don't meet someone for another 5 years. Like, I am so content and happy on my own right now. And that's such a good feeling, because like I said, I will never settle for less than amazing right now. Like, I have got my boundaries and my expectations and my standards so high now that it will have to take someone so amazing to come into my life and take me from being single to in a relationship again. And if I do meet someone and they come into my life and, you know, we hit it off and it's going well, I will walk away at any red flags, because I know how content and happy I am on my own. I won't be clutching at that relationship or, you know, holding on to that relationship because I'm scared of being on my own again. I know that I'm okay on my own. I know that I can be happy on my own. Like I said, if that person doesn't just add value to my life and make me so happy, then I will not want it. I will be able to walk away from that relationship. And I think that is where a lot of people are going wrong, because they know, or they've never spent time alone and they've never been happy on their own, that they will stay in a relationship that is mediocre. I'm not even saying this person has to cheat on you for you to walk away. Like, you need to be able to walk away even if you're just not 100% in it anymore. Like, even if it isn't like fulfilling you and it isn't bringing you the utmost happiness, like, you should be able to walk away and know that you will be happy on your own. And I think that's what a lot of people struggle with, especially in their late 20s, is not never being on their own or not experiencing a life on their own. So they don't know how fun and enjoyable it can be and how much that it is okay, like, it is fine to be on your own. I'm sorry, guys, if I am really waffling in this episode. I feel like I've just got so much to say and I feel like it's all jumbled up, and just feel very passionate about this episode. So it might sound a little bit, I don't know, here and there. But anyway, I am going to go through 9 steps that I've written down to being happy single. Just because I know a lot of people are like, okay, fine, like, I will be single, but how do I navigate single life and how do I be happy single? And like I said, I have so much to say on this topic that I will do another episode. So let's just get into the 9 points I have written down on how to be happy and single. So first and foremost, you need to go out and create a life you love, not a life that you had with your partner. You know, you need to find new ways to enjoy your life, like, whether that be finding a new hobby, whether that even be moving to a different city. Like, do things that you love, not things that you and your partner loved, or things that you would do in a relationship. Like, go and create a life that you love. Buy yourself flowers, treat yourself well, have a nice spa day at home. Like, create a life that you love. Find a new job. If you are not enjoying your job anymore, then find a new job. Like, life is too short to be staying in a mediocre career or a job that doesn't fulfill you. Like, go out and create the life that you want. Number 2, set and achieve goals. Now, for me, this is so important, and I have done it a lot more since I have been single. Like, small goals, nothing crazy, but just things that I can achieve that will make me feel a little bit more fulfilled. Because again, when you're in a relationship, it's so easy to neglect your own goals and your own needs. So again, being single, you need to set and achieve your own goals, no matter how big or small they are. Number 3, get to know the real you. Now, this is hard. And if you go back to my self-awareness video or not video, sorry, my self-awareness podcast, then you will understand why getting to know the real you is so important. I have become so much more self-aware in the last 4 months, and it is so important to know yourself. Like, how are you ever going to be able to be in a healthy relationship if you don't know yourself? And that goes for things that you do wrong too. If you go back to the self-awareness episode, I do talk about a lot of the things that I have now learned that I have done wrong in a relationship, or things that I can work on and improve. And it's just genuinely so important to get to know the real you. Like, what do you like? What do you want from a relationship? What makes you happy? What makes you sad? What are things that you definitely won't stand for? And also, like, really look at yourself and think about things that, you know, your habits and the things that you need to work on, and your attitudes to certain things. And, you know, are there things that you can work on in yourself, like insecurities and maybe aggressiveness or laziness? Like, you do need to really get to know the real you to be happy in any relationship going forward. Number 4, develop good habits. Now, again, this is really important, especially to do it on your own. Like, there's a lot of things that I've changed in the last 4 months that have made me a better person. They could just be as simple as waking up half an hour earlier, or drink less caffeine, or stop smoking, or stop drinking, or going to the gym more, going for more walks, prioritizing journaling, meditation. There's so many things that I've changed in the last 4 months that have made me a better person. Again, if I was still in my relationship, I probably wouldn't have picked up these new habits that are now making me a better person, that are only going to help my future relationships as well. So that one is very important. Number 5, decide what you really want in a relationship and do not settle. Again, when I was younger and I got into a relationship, I didn't really have expectations or high boundaries. Well, I did, but I wasn't very, like, sure on them. I wasn't very, like, strong about them. You know, everyone has boundaries in a relationship. Don't cheat, don't lie, don't ignore me. Like, there are things that I suppose everyone has, but I wasn't strong enough on my boundaries that I did let so many things slide in my past relationship because I wasn't set on them. If it helps, write all the things down that you want from a relationship. Write all the things that you will not tolerate in a relationship, and don't settle for anything less. Stick that piece of paper up on your wall, and if you meet someone or you're dating someone and they disrespect one of those boundaries, or they can't match all of those needs, get rid of them. Life is too short to be staying with someone who cannot match all your needs and disrespects your boundaries. So again, that is so important. And I think that is really healthy to do whilst you're single, before actually getting into the relationship. Because once someone has started disrespecting your needs and you try and change that, it is doable, but obviously it's a lot harder to walk away. Number 6, take yourself on regular dates. Now, like I said about going on solo dates, this is so important and healthy and enjoyable. There's so many good things that you can go and do on your own these days, and I just think it's really important to be okay in your own company and enjoy your own company and do the things that you want to do yourself. So yeah, taking yourself on regular dates, it doesn't matter how big or small, it could just be a coffee date, is very important. Number 7, do things with friends and family. Like I said, it's easy to neglect your friends and family when you are in a relationship. You know, I'm sure we've all been there where, you know, prior to being in a relationship, you'd see your friends and family all the time. And then you get into a relationship and you slowly start spending less time with your friends and family, more time with your partner, which is quite normal. But don't neglect your friends and family. Do more things with your friends and family when you're single. Do the things that you would do in a relationship with your friends. Spend more time with your family. Connect with others. I think that's so important when you are single. Number 8, do things you want to do. Now, this goes back to the going on solo dates and dating yourself point. But do the things that you want to do. Now, there's so many things that I probably wouldn't have done when I was in a relationship that I am now doing now. And it's not because my partner ever stopped me, but it's just because I was so fixated on the relationship and just trying to make that person happy and trying to micromanage the relationship and plan our whole future together, that I neglected all the things that I want from life and the things that I want to do. And like I said, I've just bought myself a skateboard because I want to learn how to ride a skateboard. And there's just like so many other things that I'm now doing that I just wouldn't have done in a relationship. So number 8 is also really important. You need to do the things that you want to do, not to impress other people, not to seek other people's validation. Just do things that you are truly passionate about and things that you want to do. And number 9, don't wait for someone to have an amazing life. Again, this is basically what the whole topic has been on, but it is so important not to wait for someone else to feel complete. Like, you need to build an amazing life for yourself to feel the most happiest, best version of yourself. Create an amazing life for yourself. Create good habits. Habits? Oh my God, I cannot speak this morning, guys. Create good habits. Speak positive words into your mornings. Romanticize your days. Have an amazing morning with an amazing coffee and journal and meditate and go for a nice walk and listen to a great podcast and play your favorite songs, blast your favorite songs on the speaker and dance around your room. Like, create an amazing life for yourself. Make a vision board with all the countries that you want to visit. Book that solo trip. Do all of these things on your own and do not wait for someone else to complete your life. Don't do all of these things in the hopes that it's going to impress someone else. Don't do all of these things in hopes that it will attract someone else. Do these things solely for you. And when you start living your best life on your own and start creating an amazing life for yourself, is when you will attract the best people and you will attract amazing things and opportunities into your life. It is so, so important, guys, to just love your own company and be content in yourself and happy in yourself and get to know yourself and know your boundaries and know the needs that you want from a relationship and just genuinely be so happy in yourself. Because guys, you can be in a relationship for 20, 30 years and that person can betray you. And if you don't know how to be happy on your own and know that you've got your own back and to know yourself truly, then your world will turn upside down if that person betrays you and you break up after 20, 30 years. You will not be able to cope very well. And I just think it's so important to be okay on your own, to know what you will tolerate, to know that you what you won't settle for, to not live a mediocre life. I see so many people in relationships around me in such boring, mundane relationships because they're so scared of being on their own or they're so scared of being lonely. And like I said, the harsh reality is that it is lonely, but it's even lonelier being in the wrong relationship. So anyway, guys, I hope you can take a few tips from this episode and I inspire you to be happy single. I'm not saying every single person that's in a relationship right now break up and be happy single, but for those of you that are in toxic relationships or just not happy in your relationships, then it is okay to be single. You will be fine. I am a real example of that. I've been in relationships since I was 20 years old. I'm now 28. This is the first time in my life that I've been truly single, living on my own. And hell yes, it is lonely, but I am the happiest version of myself right now. I've learned so many new habits. I've picked up so many new habits. I'm more positive than ever. I know that I've got my own back. I have no anxiety anymore. And I suffered with anxiety so bad throughout my 20s. So if I can inspire you guys to just live a happy and fulfilled life alone, then that will just absolutely make my day. I definitely want to do more episodes on how to be happy single because I know it's not easy. I also want to talk about breakups and how to deal with them and how to detach from things so that you're not constantly holding on to it and relying on it and letting every outcome affect your mood. But anyway, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please give me a follow on Instagram. My Instagram is Believing in Her Podcast. Send me any questions or any dilemmas or any topics that you want me to discuss. I literally have so many things that I want to talk to you guys about. And yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you've got this far, thank you so much for listening. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please rate the podcast. Please give me 5 stars. It will mean so much to me. I'm really, really enjoying making these audios for you. Hopefully I can get some visuals done soon as well. And yeah, like I said, if you've got this far, thanks for listening, guys. I will see you in the next episode. Bye.